Hey, thanks for tuning in today to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York. And these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that you today find inspiration in something you hear only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today we look at another phrase with words that really matter. That phrase is, I am sorry. It's something we try to teach our kids at an early age because we know that the aim and purpose of a sincere apology is to bring closure and pave a pathway towards reconciliation. Let's dive in and learn a little bit more why I am sorry matters. Proverbs 14:9 states that fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. This phrase, I am sorry, is something we try to teach our kids at an early age because we know the pathway to relational health is owning up to your wrong and how that wrong has hurt others. Yet, the phrase, I am sorry, oftentimes falls short of that purpose because we always attach something to it. I am sorry, but you know I'm right. I'm sorry if you think I did something wrong. I'm sorry, but other people don't overreact like you do. So many times we may say this, and the other person doesn't really hear anything that resembles remorse, regret, or compassion, but rather hears us trying to avoid any responsibility of wrongdoing, making the offended person feel foolish or even invalidated. We've all heard those sermons on forgiveness. Scripture doesn't only teach us about the obligation to forgive others, but it also teaches us the responsibility of apologizing and asking for forgiveness when we are in the wrong. Jesus stated in Matthew chapter 5, "If you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God." The aim and purpose of an apology is to bring closure and to pave a pathway towards reconciliation, as we shared from the proverb earlier. A genuine, sincere, and humble apology will result in three things. First, it will result in self-awareness. On the cross, Jesus experienced the most gruesome and unjust death in all of human history. And in one of his statements from the cross, he reveals something about the human condition. He says, "Father, forgive them." And then he says, "For they know not what they do." In the heat of offense, we are not fully aware of what we are doing. And being driven by the emotion of the moment, we become blinded by the circumstances that are surrounding the offense. King David, when he committed sin against Bathsheba and her husband Uriah, he was blinded by his own lust and his own self-preservation. But then in his great psalm of repentance, he states, "I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." See, a sincere apology removes the ifs, the buts, and the maybes that are always attached. And rather than try to avoid responsibility, you own up to the wrong that you've committed towards the other person. The second thing that a sincere apology will bring is empathy. Galatians 6:2 says that we are to carry each other's burdens. Philippians 2 tells us in humility, we should value others above ourselves, not looking to our own interests. If our apology has a hidden motive or an agenda to benefit us, then we remove all the impact towards healing. We need to ask the questions of, how did my sin affect the other person? How did it affect them personally, emotionally, spiritually, socially? What messages did my sin send? Empathy is what motivates connections. A genuine "I am sorry" causes the offended person to hear, "I'm sorry. I didn't know I hurt you. Now I understand. I see your pain. I feel your hurt. I hear your cry. And now I am deeply connected to you and your feelings surrounding the situation." See, empathy flips what is most natural inside each one of us. In our fallen nature, we want to focus on the wrong in everyone else and the pain they've caused me. But empathy admits my own wrongdoing and then chooses to try and feel the pain that I've caused them. It's a very vulnerable choice, but it keeps our hearts from growing so cold and numb that we're unable to taste the sweetness of relationships that we once had with other people. Apologizing does not always mean you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means that you value the relationship more than your own pride and ego. The last thing a genuine apology can do is bring perspective. A sincere apology will help start the process of seeing purpose in the pain. In Romans 8, verse 28, the Bible tells us, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." When we apologize and allow ourselves to be a conduit of the love of Christ, the pathway towards healing begins. Our own efforts of trying to bring healing and reconciliation will always fall short of God's purpose. It's when we attach the situation to the love of Christ that healing can truly begin. The Apostle Paul was one who persecuted Christians until one day the Lord Jesus knocked him off of his horse, literally, and said, "You are persecuting me." Paul would then wake up, sincerely repent, and then go on to become one of the greatest apostles of all time, writing practically two-thirds of the New Testament. But Paul's purpose wasn't found in anything but the love of Jesus that knocked him off that horse and said, "Hey, let's flip this around. Look, Paul, own up to what you're doing and how it is hurting me and feel that. Now use that same energy that you had for persecuting the Christians and use it for the proclamation of the gospel." Christians should be the greatest examples of those who know how to humbly apologize. In a world where everyone has become a victim, where everyone is seeking self-preservation and self-fulfillment, we as Christians can humbly, humbly rise above this power of self and be a voice of healing and reconciliation. Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe or leave a comment. God loves you, and if you are looking for a church, visit us at Awaken Church online at awakenrome.com, or better yet, come visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.